You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1041 AM on this Wednesday, August 9th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for Valley Talk. And I've got a very special guest on Valley Talk today. It's Melanie Lessard. How are you doing, Melanie?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. And the reason we have you on is because we're doing more of our kind of Oxcart Days pre-hype-up kind of Valley Talks. We've had several people on over the past week or so. Taste of Crookston event. We had the winner of Miss Crookston pageant on yesterday, and Chris did that one. But we decided to have you on to talk about some of the fun things that are going on that you're kind of hosting. But and it's mainly these game show themes, the Oldie Wed Game and Let's Make a Deal. So I just wanted to first ask you, like, what made you get into doing this stuff at Oxcart Days?
I love having fun. Simple as that. If you don't have fun, what are you here for? I just enjoy making people laugh. So I've done a variety of events, and every event I've had, people that seem to enjoy it and ask for more. So I am having two events this year.
And what kind of goes into events? Like, do you have to ask, like, James, like, hey, can I have these events? Or, like, what's kind of the setup?
Yep. The Oxcart Day Committee, they always ask, hey, anybody have any ideas? And last year, my idea was, let's make a deal. And they thought, hey, that's a good idea. And then this year, I decided, let's put a spinoff of the Newlywed Game and have the Oldiewed Game. I was having the Mr. GQ pageant, but we had some issues with some of the contestants. They couldn't do it after I had everything set up. So I just said, oh, what the heck, I'm going to just cancel it this year and we'll move on to something else.
So let's go ahead and talk about these specific game shows. We'll start with the Oldiewed Game, which looks like it's on Monday, August 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Crookston Inn. Why don't you go ahead and describe it?
Well, if you've ever seen the Newlywed Game, it's the same thing, just called the Oldiewed Game, because we have couples that have been married a handful of years. So we're going to have it set up, like you said, at the Crookston Inn. Button required for both of my events. So that's a $5 button, and there will be some available at the door that you can purchase as well. So my contestants will be set up on the stage, and they will be asked individual questions. So the girls will go first, the guys, I can't remember how I have it set up, but they'll go first, they'll answer a few questions, and then the girls will come back on stage and answer those questions. Well, then the girls will stay on stage, the guys will leave, answer the questions, and the one with the most points obviously wins.
Yeah, so. And when you match, that's how you get the points.
Correct.
And so how many couples are going to participate in this event?
There are four.
Four?
Yes. And
is this like a pre-registering thing?
Well, it kind of was. I just kind of like, hey, do you want to do this? And they're like, hey, yeah, let's do it. So, and you have to do it, you know, you have to want to have fun at these games.
Mm-hmm.
And I foresee the four contestants that I have are going to have a blast.
Yeah.
So can't
be timid.
No, you can't be timid. So the questions I'm going to ask are good questions. It depends on what these contestants answer them as. And once you answer the questions, you have to match. If you match, you get the points. Like I said, the ones with the most points at the end win.
You were talking to me before we got on. Are the questions, you know, the actual Newlywed Game can get a little frisky at times.
Mm-hmm.
How appropriate are the questions? Is this
the questions,
something for all ages?
All ages. It, you know, parents want to take them, that's fine. The questions are fine. It's what they're going to answer. I have no... they can answer them how they feel that they need to answer them. And I can't control how they're answering them.
Yeah.
So I look back and look at these Newlywed Games, and they pan the audience, and there are kids in the audience. So, and they answered them a lot differently than they will now, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Is this only like the second year you've done it, or how many years have you done it now?
The Oldiewed Game is the first year that I've done
it. Oh, first year.
First year for this.
Nice.
So, yes, I'm just kind of, like I said, going with it, and we'll see how it happens.
Yeah, kind of an experiment a
little bit. It is, and I'm hoping that it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
But yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Like, that's just a cool event, and it's maybe a way to get to know some of the people in your community, these
Absolutely. So my contestants consist of, in no particular order either, is Bob and Lisa Magsum, Abby and Jordan Muchado, Tim and Ashley Ryan, and Jeff and T. Durbin. So, you know, any of those people, come on out and watch. We're going to see what this is going to be all about.
T cuts my hair. So, yeah.
Oh, you're going to put in a plug in for your beautician, are you?
I guess. I think she does a good job.
She does. She's a hoot. They all are. These contestants are going to be hard to judge or hard to beat. I'm sure that they'll have some interesting answers.
For sure. Yeah, that just sounds like a whale of a time for sure. So that's the Oldie Wed game, 7:30 p.m. at the Crookston Inn on Monday, August 14th, first day of Oxcart Days. For those of you just tuning in, we have Melanie Lessard on here talking about some of the game show events that she's kind of putting on. And let's go ahead and transition to the other one that you've got coming up, which I believe is the next day. Yeah, it looks like it's Tuesday, August 15th, once again at 7:30 p.m. and in the Crookston Inn again. Let's Make a Deal. So why don't you go ahead and describe that?
Yeah, Let's Make a Deal. Once again, an old favorite. I did it last year. Was a success. People had suggested a few different things. I took that into consideration, and I've changed things. Please come in costume. I think it's the greatest when you come in costume.
It's like Let's Make a Deal is known for.
Exactly. And I have changed things up a little bit, but I don't want to reveal that now to spoil it all. But there'll still be the two curtains, the two doors, and two tables. So more prizes, more zonks. And see what you guys come up with.
Yeah, that'll be fun. What are some of the changes that you can kind of talk about to improve it? Or
I really can't because it'll give it all away.
Oh, dang it! That's
I don't want cheating out there.
No, that's that's fair. That's fair. So a lot of people in for a fun surprise for sure. And yeah, for those who don't know, Let's Make a Deal. It's kind of similar to The Price is Right a little bit, where you're playing like. I assume there's going to be like mini games or stuff like that, or
no,
how does it work?
Just actually, last year I asked a question, like the first one to come up with pocket lint. Well, you had people running up with pocket lint, and the first one to me with the pocket lint got to pick, maybe it was from the table, the curtain, or the door. They picked that, and whatever they got, they got. It could have been a zonk, or it could have been a prize.
Yeah.
So last year I had some blinker fluid. I had an autographed picture of Bob Ross. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. So. And of course, for those who don't know, zonks are just like kind of
gay gifts.
Dummy yep. prizes. Yeah, like yep. silly things. But it's all in good fun.
It's
part of the game. It's very fun. So, yeah, obviously last year was the first year you did it and you thought it was a success?
Yep. A lot of people had asked. They had actually approached the Oxcart Day Committee and asked if I was going to have it again this year, and it's like, of course I will.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I have a hard time saying no to having fun.
Yeah, for sure, especially with these fun game show themes. I think that's a lot of people that, a lot of people love to watch these types of game shows, Newlywed Game and Let's Make a Deal. It's something that kind of brings us all together, and it, again, gets kind of the community involved and chance to win some prizes. There's just a lot of reasons that I think a lot of people are going to really enjoy these events. And like you said, at the end of the day, it's just really fun.
Yeah. And life's too short not to have fun. So come out and have fun. The doors open whenever you guys get there. I mean, it's going to go at 7:30, even if people are still walking in the door, and go from there. So we'll play it by ear.
Will they be serving food at all? Like if you wanted to get there early and maybe have a meal before it starts, or are they going to be closing down the kitchen?
No, the kitchen will be open. So if you guys want to go and have some food in the bar side, have some food, some drinks, and come on over to the banquet area and have some more fun over there.
Nice. So a couple of really fun games. Again, to recap, Monday, August 14th, the Oldie Wed game at the Crookston Inn, 7:30 p.m. And then Tuesday, August 15th, Let's Make a Deal game show, 7:30 p.m. at the Crookston Inn. Melanie Lessard will be hosting both of them. And actually, let's go ahead and ask you that. Like, how do you enjoy hosting? Like, what would you say is kind of your style?
I don't have a style.
Oh.
I guess I just enjoy having fun. I'm nervous up there, believe it or not. I'm nervous talking on the radio, but once I get into it and see how people are having fun, I go with it.
Yeah.
So I'm putting a plug out there for anybody that has a bizarre suit coat, jacket coat I can wear. I don't have one. I'm looking to borrow one or even keep one. If anybody's out there, they can run it by. I'm not a small person, so an extra large type of thing, but I don't know how suit coats run. But one plug I'd like to put out there too is thanks for Oxcart Days for helping me with this, mm-hmm. along with Scott's Hardware and Ken Longton Agency as my sponsors for nice. The Let's Make a Deal. As far as the Newlywed Game, that is going to be supported by the Mr. GQ Miss Tootsie
nice.
Fundraiser that I put on. And then if I don't continue on doing either one of those events, I'll go ahead and get that money donated to the probably to the Crookston High School in their drama
awesome.
Club or something like that. So
that's great. So I guess, you know, as we're kind of getting past 10:52 here, are there any other events that you kind of oversee or?
Nope, just these two. It's kind of a low-key year for me, which yeah. I don't have my event that I usually have on Friday, so I'll just be
that?
Able to the Mr. GQ or,
oh.
or Miss Tootsie.
Okay.
So not having that this year.
Not
going
to do that this
nope.
year. Eh, I know that that's a one that a lot of the community likes, so hopefully it'll return
yep.
soon. That'll
yep.
be... I know I always hear a lot of people saying how much fun that one is. So, those two games again. Monday, August 14th, 7:30 p.m., Oldie Wed Game at Crookston Inn. Tuesday, August 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the Crookston Inn Let's Make a Deal Game Show, both hosted by Melanie Lassard. Do you have any other last kind of second comments that you want to chat about before we wrap up this Valley Talk?
Nope, I just want you guys all to have fun,
mm-hmm.
be safe. Like Cameron said, the two events are Monday and Tuesday, both 7:30 at the Crookston Inn. Need a button for both of the events. They will be for sale at the door if you don't have them now. I know Mark Eklund is really pushing his button
yeah.
sales. He really wants to get to his
oh, yeah.
goal. So
for sure.
Everybody
we
can,
him on here.
Yep. Everybody help that guy out to accomplish his goal. So just like I said, have fun. Enjoy the week of festivities. These events that the Oxcart Day does put on, the committee, it is tough to put on and to please everybody. So please do your best to come out and to support. Give them your thoughts, ideas on how things need to improve, change, what you would like to add, and thank them for all the hard work that they do. Of course, we couldn't do any of this stuff without them, and we also couldn't do any of this stuff without the community support.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the community support, it's obviously we all love Oxcart Days, and it's something that I think we're all willing to help out with and
yep.
make these events as fun as possible. And it sounds like the fun meter is going to be pretty
well,
high.
It's going to start on Monday, so we're going to let it roll.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you very much, Melanie, for coming on Valley Talk and chatting about those events.
You bet. You
have a good one.
All right, thank you.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Wednesday, August 9th. It's